something to a mess of external directions, you're going to end up trying a million little things without complete confidence that any of them will work. But when you're trusting yourself, you have the focus and efficiency to pinpoint the one big move that will do the job. Think about a boxer who can go around and around in the ring, ready for anything, until suddenly he seizes the moment he's been waiting for. No wasted motion, no panic, no room for error. He's played the moment in his mind so many times, he's so prepared, he doesn't have to think about it. He knows exactly what to do. That's instinct. Believe what you know about yourself. When I decided to get a degree in kinesiology, everyone said, "Oh, you're going to be a gym teacher?" "No, I'm going to train pro athletes." "You can manage a health club." "No, I'm going to train pro athletes." There's zero chance you'll get anywhere if you allow yourself to become paralyzed by soft excuses and countless reasons why you'll never get to where you want to be. Trust your gut to navigate the hard road to get there. The satisfaction and sense of achievement will blow your mind when you finally arrive, knowing you arrived on your own, with only your instincts to guide you. Stop thinking. Stop waiting. You already know what to do. But instinct is only one half the formula. You can't be a relentless competitor without a trip to the dark side. And that's where we're going next. When you're a cleaner, you have a dark side that refuses to be taught to be good. A cooler tries to fight his dark side and loses. A closer acknowledges his dark side, but isn't able to control it. And a cleaner harnesses his dark side into raw, controlled power. You know the story of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? A respected, upstanding doctor discovers a potion that temporarily turns him into a dark, sinister predator, and for a while, he finds he enjoys being free from fear and morality and emotions, not caring about anyone or anything. For the first time in his life, he does what he feels, not what he's been taught. Jekyll lives quietly by the rules. Hyde acts on impulse and instinct. He exists only in Jekyll's zone. Hyde does whatever he wants and doesn't care about consequences or whom he has to destroy in the process. It's the same guy, same inborn urges, but they can only be unleashed when Jekyll becomes Hyde. Jekyll lives in the light, Hyde exists in the dark, and those instincts can only come out when that dark side is allowed to surface. That's what we're talking about here. A transformation into your alter ego, your dark side, becoming who you really are, who your instincts drive you to be. Of course, Hyde was a psychopath, and I'm not suggesting that you go that far off the rails. But if you want to climb out of your rut and get up to the next level, you have to leave your baggage behind. It's Superman, shedding mild-mannered Clark Kent's suit and glasses. The Incredible Hulk, going green. Batman putting on the cape, the Wolfman howling at the moon. It's the ability to voluntarily, or involuntarily, drop all the bullshit and inhibitions and allow yourself to do just what you do, the way you want to do it, performing instinctively at the most extraordinary level. No fear, no limitation, just action and results. Remember where we started the discussion on instinct? Born bad, taught to be good? Welcome to your dark side. Deep inside you, there's an undeniable force driving your actions. The part of you that refuses to be ordinary. The piece that stays raw and untamed. Not just instinct, but killer instinct. The kind you keep in the dark, where you crave things you don't talk about. And you don't care how it comes across to others because you know this is who you are and you wouldn't change if you could. Which you can't, because no one really changes. You can try. You can make promises. You can seek help and read books and learn ways to suppress your basic nature, but The real person inside you stays the same. It has to. That's who you are. It's not bad, it's not good, it's just your natural, untamed instinct telling you what it wants and driving you to get it. Sex, money, fame, power, success, whatever you crave. And before you try to tell me you don't have a dark side, let me promise you, everyone has a dark side. In your head right now, think about the things you don't want anyone to know about you. It's okay. No one will know. The secrets you keep, the maneuvers that have helped you along the way, your desires, your greed, your ego, the lust you feel for things you're not supposed to have. That's your dark side. You need it. Because if you haven't figured it out by now, it's the essential link to getting into the zone and achieving what you want. Fact. I've known a lot of very successful, highly driven individuals, and without exception, every single one has a dark side. Their dominance and ability to go off the charts are all driven by something deep and intense. It fuels and sustains them. The fire to prove greatness, sexual energy, insecurity, it's something different in every person. But it's all about going to that side of yourself that no one else can see. Getting rid of the safety net and judgmental opinions that hold most people back. Letting go. Give me an honest answer. How many leaders in sports or business or Hollywood or politics, the top names in any field, can you name with 100% confidence they'll never be involved in a scandal? They don't have to be celebrities. It doesn't even have to be a public scandal. How many powerful people would you trust to never get tangled in some kind of moral, ethical, legal, marital, financial, or personal controversy? That's what I thought. Not too many. And guess what? That's how they became powerful in the first place. They're not bad people. They're just not content to be upstanding, complacent Jekyll. I know conventional wisdom gives you every reason to stay out of trouble, resist temptation, and live a clean and virtuous life. But being conventional is for those content to be ordinary, and ordinary isn't going to take you to the top. Every time you hear about one of those people, a politician, CEO, athlete, celebrity, involved in something scandalous, you shake your head thinking, "What an idiot." You're looking directly at his dark side. He knew what he was doing. He knew the consequences before he did it. And he did it anyway. He could have controlled his actions if he wanted to, and he didn't. Why? Because when you're used to winning, you want to keep on winning at everything. That relentless drive to control the uncontrollable, to conquer everything in your path, that's the dark side driving you to be who you really are. No challenge too great, too intimidating, too dangerous, because you have zero fear of failing. Zero. The satisfaction doesn't come from the risk, it comes from mastering it. I own this. The more you take on, the more powerful you feel. You don't get to be the best at anything without blistering confidence and an impenetrable shell. You get there by taking huge risks that others won't take, because you rely on your instincts to know which risks aren't risks at all. When you're standing at the edge of the zone, it's your dark side that drives its seductive finger into your back and whispers, "Go." The dark side is your fuel, your energy. It excites you, keeps you on the edge, recharges you, fills your tank. It's your one escape. The only thing that takes your mind somewhere else and allows you to blow off steam for a brief time. For some, it's sex, especially sex with someone they're not supposed to be with. For others, it might be exercise or drinking or golf. It can be an obsessive need to work or gamble or spend a lot of money. Anything that creates a private challenge and tests you to control it before it controls you. It's an addiction as powerful as your addiction to success. The dark side doesn't have to be sick or evil or criminal. You can be a good person and still have this part of you that remains untamed. Think about your classic superheroes. Spider-Man, Superman, Batman. They all fought for good, but lived dark lives. The darkness is simply the part of you that doesn't see the light of day. It's all internal until you act on it, and you only act on it in private or with others you trust to keep your secret. I'm talking about those basic instincts and behaviors that are so personal that you're the only one who really knows what's there. From the earliest age, you were taught those things were bad. Don't touch, don't look, don't say that. So you stuffed them away and learned you shouldn't want them, couldn't have them. But instead, you just craved them more until you got frustrated with hiding who you really were, admitted the truth to yourself, and finally did what you had always wanted to do. Staying safe means being limited, and you can't be limited if you're going to be relentless. Anytime you've had an internal struggle over what you want versus what you know is right, that's your dark side you're wrestling with. And you can wrestle for a while, but you never win, because the dark side can't be pinned. You can try to control it or contain it, but you can't keep it down. It's always going to get back up and continue fighting to control you instead. Look what happened to poor Dr. Jekyll. He ultimately killed himself when he realized Mr. Hyde, his dark side, was emerging on its own, and he could no longer control the uncontrollable. A cleaner controls his urges, not the other way around. The dark side isn't taking stupid risks and getting in trouble. That would show weakness. You can feel your desires and act on them, or not act on them. Your self-control is what distinguishes you from everyone else. You can walk away or hold back whenever you choose. You reach for the bottle because you want a drink, not because you need one. You can have the hottest women, enjoy them all, but never get too involved. You can spend another hour at the blackjack table and leave while you're still ahead. You stay at the office working late, knowing you should be at home. You watch everyone else stumble over themselves, trying to keep up with you. And then you find the next thing you can win. And the next, because being relentless is a hunger that never subsides. As soon as a cleaner achieves success and the adrenaline rush recedes, he needs more, and he gets it. The high of getting that result is so great, it's just too hard to come back to earth. He needs to devour it over and over, always craving that taste of total and complete satisfaction. But what happens when that satisfaction can only be achieved infrequently? In sports, you can only win that championship once a year. All that competition, hard work, sacrifice, for one shot in an entire year. That's it. Once. If you don't win, it's another whole year. And maybe another. If you're so intensely wired to attack and win, you can't just turn that on and off. It's who you are. It defines you. Never exhaling, never satisfied. We're talking about day after day, year after year, getting on top and staying there, being the best and still wanting to improve, not just thinking about success, but striving to prove it, prove it, prove it. No days off. What are you going to do instead to satisfy that craving? A cleaner has to conquer something else. He's too hungry to wait. Something he can dominate and control. Something that keeps him sharp and competitive so he can keep moving on to his next conquest. So he tries something else. Something he can do in solitude to fill that void and satisfy that insatiable competitive urge he can't get any other way. Something that allows him to remain in the zone as a predator, a relentless mastermind with killer instinct. The ability to show up at the gym every day and do what no one else is willing to do, that comes from the dark side. The drive to get to the top and stay there year after year, dark side. A cleaner with a strong dark side can succeed at whatever he chooses, and his path is usually determined at an early age, by his family, or environment, or culture. One way or another, he is going to be the best at something. A positive impact on his life might channel him toward business or athletics. A negative impact might direct him into a life of crime. Really, is there that big a difference between the instincts of a powerful businessman and a powerful crime boss and a powerful athlete? They're all killers in their field, driven to be the best, diabolical in their strategy for reeling in and crushing the competition, equally relentless in their desire to win at all costs, and none of their victims sees them coming until it's too late. They're not necessarily killing with guns. They're killing with skill and craft and mental weaponry. They're all brilliant at what they do, and they all share the same objective. Attack, control, win. Anything to get the end result. And then they do it all again. And again. Cleaners go home to detach from the dark side. It's the built-in safety valve. That's why so many men fight to stay in their marriages even after they've been caught doing something they shouldn't have been doing. Home is the only safe place they know. Home surrounds you with comfort and security. The force of the dark side comes from somewhere else. You go home to feel safe and loved. You go out to feel excitement. Home is for calm and warmth. Out there is for heat. You may not want to admit it, but you can't deny it. The fire in your gut comes from the dark side, and the dark side has no place at the family dinner table. Cleaners understand this. It's what makes them cleaners. If you're already a cleaner, you know what we're talking about, and you probably can't believe we're talking about it. The dark side has nothing to do with what's happening at home. People try to blame it on that, but they know that's an excuse. It's about how they feel on the inside, and no one, at home or elsewhere, can change that. It's who they are. So they wear a mask of normalcy, not for their own benefit, but to protect those they care about. The face on the mask is the person others want them to be. They know they're not being themselves. The only time you can be 100% yourself is when you're connected to your dark side, but they do what they have to do, so they can ultimately do what they want to do. And then as soon as they can, they go back to their natural selves. They make no distinction between different parts of their lives. The way they work is the way they live, intense, competitive, driven. There is no way to be relentless and do it any other way. Can you control that intensity when you want to, briefly and appropriately? Sure you can, but you rarely want to. When all you think about is winning, you just want to stay in that zone where it's dark and cool, and it's just you and your thoughts. And when you have to, you wear the mask. I don't know if there's a better example than Tiger Woods, whose now famous dark side led him to become involved with a dozen or so women who were not his wife. Of course, that number of women would be a slow week for some pro athletes, but Tiger has done such a good job of wearing the mask and hiding his dark side that people were just blown away by the revelation that Jekyll was smiling for the camera and making the commercials, and Hyde was handling everything else. You want to see a guy in the zone? Watch video of Tiger before the scandal. He'd walk onto that course as if it were built for him, and if you got in his way, God help you. All the experts loved talking about his mental toughness, how his father trained him by intentionally dropping clubs and moving the cart during his backswing, how his mother taught him to get out there and kill them, take their heart. Raised to be in the zone, said the analysts. Then, the scandal broke, and it was suddenly pretty clear exactly what had put Tiger in the zone. Once the story came out, one salacious and painful piece at a time, his career began to deteriorate in every way conceivable. With everyone watching and judging and analyzing every detail of his private life, That dark side evaporated. That kind of energy simply can't survive in the light. It completely loses its power, unless you're willing to stand up and say, "Yeah, so what?" and go right on doing whatever you were doing. That's how you keep your dark side. The tiger situation was made even worse by the pressure he felt to make a public apology. Because let's face it, when you're making hundreds of millions of dollars off your image as a clean-cut husband and father, your dark side had better stay in the dark. I have to be honest. As someone who has known and liked Tiger for a long time, I didn't want to see that apology. I wanted to see him say nothing in public and show up ready to fight another day. Like my friend and client Charles Barkley, who threw a guy through a plate glass window in an Orlando nightclub after the jackass threw ice at him. You don't throw ice or anything else at Charles and expect to get away with it. After the judge dropped the charges, she asked Charles whether he had learned anything from the experience. "Yes," he said. "I shouldn't have thrown him through the first floor window. I should have taken him to the third floor window and finished the job from there." No apologies. I wanted to see Tiger handle his situation with that kind of confidence. He built this intimidating reputation of being a killer on the golf course. I didn't want to see him hanging his head. He didn't murder anyone. He stepped out on his wife. It's between him and his family. Worried about losing endorsements? Go win something. They all come running back. I wanted him to go out there and show he was still in command of who he was. Still a killer. Raising his game even higher to show he was still the guy in charge. There is no better way to intimidate the competition. Say, "I went through all this and my game went up. You fuckers have no chance." And here's the part that underscores how deep that competitive drive can be. There seemed to be an unspoken competition among other athletes and high-profile celebs to see who could outdo him and not get caught. How the hell did he get caught? They wondered. I'm never getting caught. And if they did, the game would then be to prove they could still perform at the same level and not miss a step, unlike Tiger, who fell way off his game. Another challenge to win, something new to dominate. To say, "Watch this. I control it all. It doesn't control me. I own this." Some years ago, I knew of a player who decided to challenge his ability to perform after he'd had a couple beers. He drank half a six-pack at halftime just so he could go back onto the court and tell the guy across from him, "I just slammed down three beers and I'm still going to kick your ass." And he would, so that challenge soon became boring. Over the season, he got a couple of his teammates in on the game to test who could drink the most beers at halftime and still play the best. One day, they'd try two beers. Another time, three beers. Four beers. They'd keep raising the bar until two of the guys were practically heading for the wrong bench. So the sole survivor, who started the game, could finally say, "Ha! Kicked your ass!" A ridiculous contest, and I'm in no way condoning it, but how else are you going to test what you're capable of if you don't truly challenge your ability under every possible circumstance? That's what the dark side does. It shuts down the laws of right and wrong and allows you to discover what you're really made of, what you're capable of doing. I worked with a guy who I believed was drinking too much, and I asked him directly if he had a problem we needed to deal with. Now we had a new challenge. "This is not a problem," he growled at me. "Watch. No drinking for a month." And there was no drinking for a month. Challenge conquered. Look, I don't care if you want to drink. Go ahead. I have no problem with athletes finding ways to relax. They're no different from anyone else in any job. You need to deal with stress? I get it. I've known players to throw back a shot of whatever they needed to relax before a game. And if I make you give it up, you're going to blame me later for messing with what works for you. So go ahead if you have to. if taking that shot is what brings out that dark side and gets you in the zone, as long as you stay in control. Cleaner Law. Control your dark side. Don't let it control you. Do you want to smoke, or do you have to smoke? All that nightlife, do you know when it's time to head home, or is it crushing your game? Do you drink because you like it, or because you need it to cope with the pressure you feel? Can you be decent at what you do with an alcohol problem? Probably. But you can't be great. Cleaners never perform under the influence of anything. They place too much value on their mental state to allow anything to affect their minds and instincts and reflexes. Who's in charge? You or your dark side? I knew a guy with an addiction for women who vowed that for 1 year he wasn't going to screw around. This wasn't an athlete living the celebrity lifestyle. He was a respected business owner with everything to lose, and he didn't care. He made it the whole year, straight and narrow. He was completely miserable, but he was committed to proving he could control himself and thought it might improve his home life, because cleaners need that stability. Unfortunately, the damage at home was already done, and ultimately so was his marriage. And at the end of the year, his buddies laughed and said, "You just wasted a whole year." But he had to know whether he was controlling his dark side or it was controlling him. When tales from the dark side become public, everyone usually sits in judgment and thinks, "He couldn't control himself. Weak." But those aren't cleaners saying that. Understand this. A cleaner doesn't want to give up the thing you disapprove of. To him, it's not a weakness. It's his strength, his choice. Weakness would mean giving up what he craved because he was afraid of getting caught. A cleaner earns his alter ego, his Mr. Hyde. It doesn't blindside him. He goes out and gets it. At some point in his life, something challenged him and made him survive, and the result was his total confidence that whatever happened to him, his instincts would cover his ass and he'd be okay. And somehow, he always is. The desire to control anything and everything is so powerful, and his belief in his instincts is so strong, he knows he can't lose. Be honest. Would you be as successful if you followed all the rules and always behaved and never took chances? No. You'd be just like everyone else, scared about failing and worried about being liked. Most people can't begin to comprehend the psychological makeup of an individual who is one of the best in the world at what he does and what he's been through to get there. You can't compare your values and rituals and perspectives with his. You just can't. It's not that his mindset is better or worse than yours. It's just unique. But the bottom line is that he doesn't give a damn what you think about him or his dark side or anything else. Because the only pressure he feels is whatever he puts on himself. And as you'll see, he can't ever get enough of it. When you're a cleaner, you're not intimidated by pressure. You thrive on it. A cooler is never in a situation where he has to be clutch. A closer is clutch in high-pressure situations, but a cleaner is always clutch. Let's get this out of the way right now. There is no such thing as the clutch gene, or if there is, it's not something you should want. When do you hear that expression? When a guy is under pressure, steps up at the last minute, and make something miraculous happen. Everyone goes nuts about how clutch the guy is, and for days there's a big discussion about the so-called clutch gene, whatever the hell that is, I still don't know, and who has it, and who doesn't, and how you can tell, and on about this completely false premise. There is no clutch gene. There's your predatory instinct that tells you to attack. And there's the readiness to know how and when to do that. Preparation plus opportunity. That's it. If you're a true competitor, you always feel that pressure to attack and conquer. You thrive on it. You intentionally create situations to jack up the pressure even higher, challenging yourself to prove what you're capable of. You're not waiting for a critical moment to dust off some mythic gene to showcase your greatness.